MoneyWeb now on the money.
MoneyWeb now brought to you by Orbvest, a global real estate company that has a hyper focus on acquiring stable income producing medical buildings in the USA. Investors use Orbvest's online platform to invest directly into low risk commercial real estate, primarily in the healthcare niche in the USA, from as little as $5,000. Chatting with Vikas Vruchtenberg. He is a head interest rate processor at Future Growth Asset Management. Vikas, morning. Appreciate your time. You put out a sort of a look ahead to next week's budget, which comes on Wednesday. You kick off with a, and you call it a sliver of good news, and sliver probably is, I suspect, what it is. In essence, from our medium-term budget policy statement in October, it looks like tax revenues are going to be about $100 billion better than expected, which is great. Of course, the number was well depressed, but it does give Minister Mboweni a bit of wiggle room.
Good morning, Simon. Yes, indeed. I think, you know, we should probably take what comes our way, as you indicated, an improvement in first quarter trends. But of course, it's from a low base. It's from a horrible situation. So it's just less horrible now. But in the end, you know, your budget deficit is probably going to be a little bit smaller.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what, Simon, you know, in the end, there's still a lot of work that needs to be done, you know, so we still need to cut expenditure. Expenditure is sort of holding up relative to budget. But that and the wage bill in particular, they're all sort of like issues still sort of hovering in the background. And so if you end up with, you know, for the forthcoming fiscal year, we estimate the deficit for 2021-2022 somewhere around, you know, 9 to 10% of GDP. That's huge. I mean, that's supposed to be lower, a lot lower, closer to 3%. So, you know, in the end, your debt to GDP ratio, we're still issuing debt. We have a primary deficit, so that implies that we have to borrow to service our sort of debt load, and you know, that's just not sustainable, Simon. So, yes, we take the good news, and it's great, and I don't think there's going to be the need for him to sort of even consider raising taxes. As it is, I think that we would argue that South Africa is overtaxed as it is in any case, and it's been the case now for years. So there's not a lot of room to maneuver there, but at least he can sort of like avoid that one for now, I think.
Yeah, and he did mention in his October statement that they was looking for tax increases. That does look like it's out the window for now. And I mean, let's stress that for now. You mentioned the wage negotiation. I mean, I remember February last year, I was in Cape Town for budget, and afterwards I chaired a panel, and there was a general sense of not a bad budget, but a lot of promises, and we needed to see execution. Yeah. Of course, you know, COVID came. That didn't happen. But one of them was the government wage bill, those negotiations with union. And that remains, I mean, maybe not the biggest threat, but certainly a significant threat to our budget, not just this year, but in the years ahead.
Absolutely, Simon. I mean, if you look at the wage bill, our sort of last estimates, around about 55% of tax revenue collection goes to sort of like the wage bill. So that's just not sustainable, you know. So it's a very sort of difficult one to sort of address because it's obviously also about politics. So there's lots of execution risk here. So lots of promises, good intent. We know what we need to do. We know how to get to that, but massive execution risk process. I mean, the big picture, if we zoom out and we don't sort of like from all those sort of bits and pieces, we have what we call a fiscal strength score. You know, and just to give you sort of a feel for the sort of big picture, 5 is a great score. We were sort of close to 4 in 2006, 2007, when we actually printed small surpluses.
Yeah.
And now we're down to a score of around 1.5, and you do not want to be sitting at 0. So there's still a long way to go, but, you know, as you said, there's some sliver of good news. So Let's see whether we can build on that.
We've seen personal income tax under pressure. We get that. The pandemic, you know, decimated employment, et cetera, et cetera. Is that something, I mean, can we expect in the year ahead and maybe less in this calendar year, but certainly looking forward to 2022, to that to sort of start to pick up, less perhaps because we're having a rocking economy, more perhaps simply because, you know, the pandemic is moving behind us?
Yeah, listen, I mean, I think it's sort of tax source that we would sort of prefer. Personal income tax, it's just, as you said, it keeps losing momentum. But I think it's going to be sort of very difficult for them to consider right now, but maybe further down the road.
Yeah, that's Wikus Frustenberg. He is Head Interest Rate Process, Future Growth Asset Management. This show is brought to you by Orbvest's latest investment opportunity, Medical 29. It's a multi-tenanted Class A medical office building located in Phoenix, Arizona. For more information, visit orbvest.com. Orbvest SA is an authorized financial services provider with license number 50483.